I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL Lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. Oh, there it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Don Peterson football, NFL Lunch style. Turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. I'll talk to Vinny bottom of the hour live from One Winning Drive. Ravens out there at camp, a couple days away from the preseason game number two against the Dallas Cowboys. But a guy that, you know, I liked going into last year, even brought him up, said, hey, what about Tavius Robinson becoming kind of a dude? And you know, everybody's like, nah, you know, I don't know. He's kind of limited. He kind of knows his role. Well, he was starting in some crucial situations late in the season, you know, like the playoff game. And he had big sack numbers at Ole Miss, bouncing around multiple colleges. But Tavius Robinson now is firmly entrenched in that Ravens defense. But here he is talking about his role possibly expanding, but understanding, you know, still got a lot to learn.
I think for me, you know, I'm always going to be working on expanding my role. That's important. But at the end of the day, it's so important to do what my role is to the best of my ability. So, yeah, I would be happy with that for sure. I mean, he had a great career, and he's a legend in this building. He's on our defensive meeting, like slideshow every day. He's one of the guys up there. So, yeah, just playing my role to the best of my ability.
Tavius Robinson. Now, last year, 4 sacks, 17 games. I didn't have a ton of tackles, 32, but he can set the edge. He's good at stopping the run, and one of the main reasons Adape Owe, you know, picked up the extra muscle and weight was to not be on the, you know, on the bench in crucial situations at times. And Tavius Robinson does yeoman's work. If this is what you get from him, I guess it's okay. But knowing what a lot of people are talking about, we've talked about it with Vinny and our callers, is there more to the equation for Tavius Robinson than what we've seen? Just 2 years in the league, 25, soon to be 26 years old.
Could be. I mean, you give him credit for just availability. Right out, the first thing that comes to mind when I think of Tavius Robinson, no real injury hiccups to speak of in his career. But at the same time, as great as sacks are, and what was it, Kevin Ostreicher said it earlier in the show, that's what gets you paid when you're a defensive player, so no wonder they fixate on that. But at the same time, being that specialist or being that guy that's super reliable when it comes to setting the edge or when it comes to stopping the run, that can't be understated. And there's certainly a role for you in the NFL if you can do that. And Tavius Robinson is case in point. So if he can give you 5 sacks, an increase off 3.5 last year, that'd be fantastic. I'm not turning it down. And it means he's probably on the field even more. But I think just continuing to do what he's given you the past couple of years is more than enough. Yeah, for where this defense is at right now.
And is he ever going to be Terrell Suggs? No. Terrell Suggs is a guy that's probably going to wind up at Canton. when it's all said and done, but an asset to the current day Ravens and someone that can help you win football games. And fifth round draft pick, you'll take that all day long. Right. Problem is, as we've seen, you know, some of these guys' middle round picks start to play better than you anticipate. Their salary increases pretty dramatically, too.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more like Terrell Suggs' running mate, Jared Johnson.
Okay.
Oh, that's more who Atavius Robinson might be in line to be. If he's going to be a long-term Raven, Jared Johnson, I mean, he had his sacks when he was here, but much better, you know, run stuffer, very solid off the edge, super reliable piece.
Yeah, slapping that ball down. He was a deflected king for sure. Speaking of Alabama, where Jared Johnson went to school, is Jalen Armour-Davis. Another guy, fourth-round pick a couple years back. It was him and Pepe Williams drafted same round. Both DBs, both dealt with injuries. Early in their professional career, Armour-Davis was a 4-5-star recruit coming out of high school when he went to the Crimson Tide. Dealt with injuries there, but always knew the upside was part of the equation. Now, here he is, right now healthy, and going to make the team. He was on the bubble 3 weeks ago, a month ago. But here's Armour-Davis talking about, got to be the best version of yourself, man.
Wherever I'm at now to be the best I'm at. So I always want to be better than any other year before now. So I would say so. You know, just continuing to find something new to work on every day. Staying consistent, staying available, you know, and just showing up. And, you know, from there on, God take care of the rest. So, you know, I'm happy right now.
Yeah, seven games last year. As we know, over the first 3 years of his career, hey, Armour-Davis looked great at practice today. Then the next day, not seen Jalen Armour-Davis, and it would be like a multiple day thing. Then he finally come back, not at practice today. Jalen Armour-Davis, multiple day thing. Availability, key for him. And maybe, Nolan, I could be off base by saying this, if he gets regular reps and can be on the field, there is a pretty significant upside with a guy that a lot of people projected by this stage of his career would be starting for the Ravens in the backfield.
Well, look, I mean, two guys that some people might have already had ahead of him have gone down. And you look at the rest of this cornerback depth chart, Awuzie, you know, of course,
Alexander,
thank you. You know, they're no strangers to injuries themselves. So, I mean, it could be just as easy a situation here in a couple months where one of those guys is down, two of them happen to be down at the same time, and all of a sudden Armour-Davis, now you're thrust into the spotlight a little bit more. I mean, we know who the starters are going to be on this team. We know who's going to be leaned on a little bit more heavily, but Jalen Armour-Davis stock for me way up, at least within the last 7 days for sure.
NFL Lunch, Bob Hedy, Nolan McGraw, it's Vinny and Haney. Vinny, will talk to him coming up here in a few minutes. You ready for some point spreads for week one? We like to gamble. I don't know if I'm prop betting or parlaying yet. All that stuff that I have to explain from time to time. How about the opener? Speaking of the Cowboys, at Philly. Philadelphia, 7-point favorites. Friday in São Paulo, Brazil. Chiefs and Chargers. Kansas City, -3.5. I don't know what it is. I'm not buying into the Chargers right now. I don't know what it is, Nolan. There's just this nagging feeling that I have. Sunday, Ravens at Bills. Buffalo -1.5. That's a straight up home field advantage, barely in the point spread. Tampa's at Atlanta, -2. Cincy at Cleveland, fighting Flacco's getting 5.5. Last couple of years, Cincinnati 1-11. First 2 weeks of the season. Miami's at the Colts, Indy -1. I'm kind of all day on Miami on that one, health permitting. Raiders at New England, Pats -3. Cards at the Saints, Arizona -5.5. New Orleans might be the worst team in football. Steelers at the Jets. Pittsburgh laying 3. Giants at the Commanders, Washington 6.5. Carolina's at Jacksonville, Jacksonville -3. Tennessee's at Denver, Denver -8. 49ers at Seattle, San Francisco -2.5. Detroit's at Green Bay, Packers -1.5. Jordan Love, a procedure on his left non-throwing hand today. Texans at the Rams, L.A. -2.5. And then Monday night, September 8th, the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy era begins. the Ben Johnson era with the Bears, Minnesota, -2. These lines, obviously, ladies and gentlemen, all subject to change. But just looking at these spreads right off the bat, I'm loving Miami at Indianapolis. Talk about it. The Colts quarterback situation is dire. Unsettled would be the polite way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
If Tua's healthy, I think Miami puffy pants them.
Yeah, but a lot to prove for Miami. I mean, they're by no means a juggernaut here.
Nope.
So, I mean, look, this one could go either way. Just looking at all these matchups as you were listing them, big narrative week. Of course, every week in the NFL is a narrative week, but I'm just looking primetime here. Ravens-Bills, the reactions Monday morning on all the ESPN and FS1 shows, oh, it's going to be insufferable no matter the outcome. Even if the Ravens win, there's going to be some hot takes on there that even I would roll my eyes at. And Monday night, Minnesota, Chicago with that quarterback matchup, overreaction city on Tuesday.
Well, we come back, talk about the American League East report and everything else that happened in baseball last night. And then Vinny's going to be joining us. We'll take your phone calls as well at 410-583-1057. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Don't forget, I don't know how you would, BBT, Live from Pickles, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. 530, me, Jim Hunter, and Joe LaCroix. Come on down, say hello. It's going to be a beautiful, maybe muggy night, but beautiful nonetheless.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
A closer look at the AL East with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
AL East report here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Birds off yesterday. Drop a 2 out of 3 to the A's over the weekend. We're at Park Cannon Yards, win the opener, get blown out on Saturday, and then lose a tough one in the finale on Sunday. Now they've got one of the hottest teams in baseball coming in, the Mariners, as we've talked about with Ryan Divish and with you. They won 7 in a row. They're breathing down Houston's necks in the AL West. We'll get to the standings here in a second. Birds come into this one 53-65, 28-29 on the year. They did add Daniel Johnson to the equation. As we anticipate next week, maybe this weekend, call up of Beavers and Sammy Bisaccia. You never know till we see them. I guess we'll proceed with caution. If they're not here within another week, we're going to be running hotter than we already are. Let's go. That service time thing's the 15th. After that, I don't see what the excuses would be to not bring them up. Speaking of Beavers, he was rated in the top 100 of Baseball America. Gets into another one here, whether it's MLB Pipeline or ESPN. Then Orioles get some sort of a fancy draft pick if he finishes in the top two of the Rookie of the Year in 2026. Not to get too far ahead of ourselves. But 12 games below 500. Dean Kramer, who's been looking for a win for a while here, coming off a better performance than the previous two, but still 8-8 with a 4.35 ERA. Mariners 66-53. I mean, they're not that great on the road. 29-28. George Kirby, talented right-hander. He's on the mound, 7-5 with a 4.04. 6.35, first pitch in that one. Last night in the division, Yankees taking on the Twins. And New York breaking out the whipping stick, long ball style.
High fly ball, right field, Larnach back, on the track, at the wall, see ya! A home run for Bellinger, Yankees on the board, they lead 1-0.
At Yes Network, Michael Kay, Bellinger, Stanton, Rice, and Grisham all go deep as New York wins 6-2. Warren picks up the win, his seventh of the season. Buxton, fresh off the IL, he went deep for Minnesota in the losing effort. Houston's taking on the Red Sox, a lot of drama here, Bregman. Correa's back. But it was a former Oriole doing some damage with his bat last night.
As he hits one high, he hits one deep. Ooh, Reyes hits one out. Two-run home run. The Astros on top 7-2.
Oh, Ramon. You look fantastic this evening.
3-for-4 with a homer, two ribbies. Ramon Reyes. Houston had to hold on, by the way. 7-6 was the final score against the Red Sox. Bregman actually put Boston ahead early, but it was not enough. McCormick also goes deep for the Astros. Garrett Crochet took the loss for the old Red Sox there. Tampa taking on the A's, and a former Terp, all-star Terp at that. He's back, and his bat's still talking loud.
Players Weekend to learn more. Brandon Lau, straightaway center field, and the Rays have another one. 5-1 on Brandon Lau's third of the road trip.
Brandon Lau goes deep. FanDuel Sports on the call. 7-4 final score. Tampa over the A's. Morel and Caminero also went deep. Pepiot picked up the win. Fairbanks, 20th save for Tampa as they're trying to clank around still in a possible wild card scenario. Today's games in the division. Minnesota's at the Yankees, 7-5. Cubs are at Toronto, 7-07. Boston back at Houston, 8-10. And then Tampa and the A's, 10-05. And, of course, Seattle's here in Baltimore taking on the Orioles, 6-35. Standings update on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Toronto, 4.5 up on Boston. Red Sox have lost 3 in a row. Yankees are 6 back. Detroit, 6.5 up on Cleveland. Houston, 1 game up on Seattle. Mariners, as we've talked about multiple times, they're on fire. Winners of 7 in a row. Philly's starting to extend. They're 6 games up on the Mets in the East. Milwaukee, they're the hottest team in baseball. They won 10 straight last night, getting it done again. They've had 2 10-game winning streaks this year. Best record of baseball, 74-44, 6.5 up on the Cubbies. Dodgers, their lead in the NL West has now dwindled to just 1. They lose to the Angels last night as Ohtani goes back there to Anaheim. Padres have won 3 straight, so they're percolating. So we have some good stuff, a couple of pennant races starting to get some life to them. In the wild card standings, Seattle, Boston, New York are in. Cleveland's a game back. Texas 2.5. KC 4 back. And then in the National League, Cubs, Padres, Mets are in. Reds are 2 back. St. Louis 3. Giants are 4.5. So that's your standings update here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles downtown taking on the Mariners. Let's get a phone call in here real quick. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
What's going on, Bob?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man, hanging in there. Hey, September 5th, man, we'll be down there for the Dodgers series, man. Me and PT linking up down at Pickles. We're going to catch the game, me, him, and Dustin. So, you know, it should be an interesting time.
Well, Dodgers always bring in a nice mix of people. I mean, they're one of those bandwagon teams that, you know, gets fans from all over the country. So they're coming in here, you know, trying to win their division. And it's always fun to see the Dodgers every couple of years here.
Yeah, they're a little rowdy crowd too. You know, I went to a Dodgers game out there last season, so you know they like the tussles. So,
yeah,
you know,
I see the videos.
We'll see how I go down.
Yeah, if you're a Padres or Giants fan, you take your life in your own hands.
Yeah, they hate each other. Yeah, they hate each other, man. They brawl to the death, man. But real quick, I know you was talking earlier about one of the Mariners pitchers, well, a couple of the Mariners pitchers, like I'm pronouncing his name right, Castillo. How you say it? Castillo?
Luis Castillo, right? Yes, Luis Castillo.
Yeah, Castillo. Right. What would it take to get somebody like him? He got a 3.19 ERA. He's on the contract to 2027 with a $25 million option for 28. Like, would somebody like Mountcastle, Mayo, and Kershaw be enough to land him?
No.
It had to be more than that?
I mean, Mayo, they probably listen for that sort of thing. Kerstad and Mountcastle, I think their trade value is pretty much limited, if not nil, at this point in time. Elias would have to dig a little bit deeper into the prospect pool to make that happen. You could trade draft picks in the offseason. Then they just added all of these guys, maybe not a transcendent level prospect at the deadline. I mean, you could possibly package some things. Castillo's 32. Then you're a tenured dude. Yeah, like Kirby and Gilbert are 27, 28 years old, and I think they're controllable. They're hitting their arbitration years. If they're available and they can't afford to pay them anymore, Seattle and Ryan Divish basically said that could be an issue for them. Why not kick the tires? What else do you have to lose if you're Mike Elias?
Exactly.
You need to trade for one and sign one.
Yeah, and I definitely know they're going to do something. This is going to be a big off season, man. People are going to be apologizing to Mike Elias after this, man, because he learned this lesson. I think Rubenstein going to open up that checkbook because this was embarrassing, you know, and they hear the chatter. I know they listen to the 105.7 The Fan. So
loyal listener.
They hear how the fans feeling. Exactly. So, you know, I'm looking forward to next season already, Bob, man, when spring training and then get this thing rolling.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Rashawn. Yeah, I got to go, man. Appreciate it. Good to see you. Hey, good to talk to you. But you get Bradish back, you get Wells back, and Suarez possibly this year, probably, maybe. But again, as we talked about earlier, Nolan, with Andy Koska and Grayson, who should be ready for spring training. I mean, if you're Mike Elias, speaking of mistakes, you can't go in just saying, hey, they're all back. Reliving 2023. They're all coming back from injuries. You can't do that. You'll get an idea of where they are in the recovery and how effective they're going to be. And I'm assuming they're going to be on some pretty significant pitch counts here. But to go in there, oh, we got Kramer. Well, Kramer will be there. Rogers. Okay, there's two. You know, maybe Eflin will stick around depending on what they do with his option. But to go, we got Bradish Wells back and we're good. And great, hey, we're good. No, cannot do that. Short-sighted and foolish. And I would think, speaking of lessons learned, he learned that.
I mean, I hope so, because I can picture it now. I can picture us there in late February, early March, you know, talking about spring training, and Mike Elias is having that first press conference, and they ask him about the state of the rotation, and it's the same answer we've gotten. You know, well, we got, you know, guys that weren't there last year that are coming back that are going to play a big role for us. I mean, we've heard it time and time again. And look, if they operate like those guys don't exist, which is what we want them to do, well, that's even more holes to fill. And I'm already not optimistic about their chances of doing that. So I think at some point, at least one of those names is going to be penciled in and leaned on heavily. It's just a matter of where are they in the rotation. I think I could stomach it and I could live with it if they're not being leaned on to be the ace. You know, if you've added two pieces that are better than Bradish, or at least on par with that, or what Grayson was supposed to be, then that's fine. But if you're adding back end pieces and then propping up these injured guys to carry the load on the front end, that would not be learning your lesson.
We'll come back, talk about the Ravens. Lessons learned. Well, they've learned a lot. Now just trying to get over that playoff hump. Vinny Serrato's was at practice earlier today, kind of a you know, a low-key event, but the preseason resumes Saturday against Cowboys. Give any thoughts on the team, how they're looking right now in the depth chart. Where's their weakness in regards to at least the depth chart? Have they been hampered in some particular area? So stick around for that. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access takes over at 2, and then it's BBT Live from Pickles at 5:30.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ravens back at practice today, but earlier today, and out there to take it all in on the Window Nation guest hotline, let's bring in Vinny Serrato. Vinny, what's happening?
Not too much, Bob. I'll tell you what, some interesting things out there today. You know, I got a chance to talk to Dean Pease for a while, Randy Brown, Monken, the Looper. I talked to Jake Hummel. But one thing about the practice from the day before, which you'll find interesting, Bob, was in the shorts practice the day before, and they did a lot of different segments, short yardage, you know, goal line, 2 minute, all those. The last four plays of each segment, when it was the ones, they would put in a Maryland boy. They would put Bullock. They would put Corey Bullock in to take the reps with Lamar. He was with the ones all those times, which tells me, Bob, that, you know, and you say, well, why do you do that? Well, it gives Lindenbaum some time off, but what it does is if Lindenbaum were to get hurt, then Lamar gets some work with Bullock, you know, getting the shotgun snaps and those kind of things. So thought that was interesting. And then another interesting thing that they were working on, Bob, was because the Looper didn't kick 2 days ago. So they practiced if the Looper got hurt during the game, and then who would do the kicking. And it was Stout. Stout kicked at Penn State. And guess who the holder was?
I'm going to go Lamar Jackson.
Lindebaum.
Oh, okay. To create, and, I thought we were going to create a little magic with the holder there, but so we're hoping Loop doesn't get hurt or whoever the place kicker turns out to be. But Lindebaum holding, what's the motivation behind that?
Well, I was asking Randy. You know, he said that Lindebaum is not a good holder. He's a great holder. He's got great hand-eye coordination. He said he is an excellent holder. So, like, if Looper got hurt during a game, that would be, you know, Moore would be the snapper, Lindenbaum would be the holder, and Stout would kick if it happened during a game, which I found kind of interesting. And then, you know what, like, I was talking to Randy today, Randy Brown, the kicking coach, and I was asking him about, I said, Randy, I said, tell me, did he really stub his toe? And he said, yes. He says, when you're on the right hash, he said, it's a little more difficult because you got to open up your hips more. And then he said he jammed, you know, like he stubbed it. He kind of compared it to golf, where like if you hook, you know, when you close the face of the club too much or something and you hit the ground, he said, that's what he did. He says, from the right hash, that happens more so than any because you got to open up the hip more. And then another thing I asked him, which I found interesting, he was telling me that the grass at the practice field is the identical grass to the field. They're both from North Carolina or whatever. But he says the practice field grass is padded down more because of the practice. And he says the balls at the stadium, they sink in a little bit more because they haven't practiced on them as much. So I found those things kind of interesting from Randy.
Now, getting back to Bullock real quick, Biddy, his ascent has been kind of rapid here the last 3 weeks. Is he kind of the number two center right now on the depth chart with Samac? And I know Cleveland has taken reps there, but say Lindebaum goes down, you know, knock on wood, it doesn't happen. Would Bullock slide right in there as the dude?
Yeah. Bob, I see Bullock right now as the sixth lineman. You know, I mean, center or guard,
right.
Bullock would be the guy just because he's so much more athletic than Cleveland. You know, that's not close. And Bullock is really athletic, and he can anchor. You know, that's the big thing. I think Bullock's done a hell of a job. Practice squad guy last year, like you said the other day, and he just keeps getting better and, you know, keeps doing his thing. And, you know, good for him. Good for him. I'm happy for the kid. And I'm happy for the Ravens because he's actually legit as a backup.
What's the status report on Keaton Mitchell right now?
He was signing autographs after. So, he's got a slight groin. So I'm guessing he'll be back after the Cowboy game. The more concerning one to me, Bob, is Jair Alexander. He hadn't been there since the game last week. You know, he wasn't there Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday when I was there. So what's his deal? And you know, I mean, they'll have a practice tomorrow, padded practice tomorrow, and then that's our last one. Fans are done tomorrow. And then I think they're leaving for Dallas Thursday. So, you know, I mean, if Jair doesn't practice tomorrow, Bob, he probably won't practice until Monday or so at the earliest. So we can't afford any more corner injuries. And Bob, I heard you earlier talking about Armour Davis. He's become like a big time piece of the puzzle right now, you know, because he's playing exceptionally. This is the best I've seen him play, and maybe it's confidence or probably just staying healthy the whole time. But if he can stay healthy, he's going to help him.
Yeah. A month ago, he's a bubble guy. Now all of a sudden he's going to be a key piece. And David Ajabo, real quick, are we still looking at this where he and Isaac are battling for the last spot, or could they go with six?
I guess they could go with – Bob, it was funny that you asked that because I went over to Cordell and Zareeb. I says, why all of a sudden is Ajabo getting all this love? I said, what has he done that I haven't seen that everybody loves him? You know, I said he hadn't done anything. You know, I mean, between he and Adisa Isaac, to me, it's not close. So, you know, maybe they trade him. You know, that's a possibility. If they would trade him, they're not going to get much for him. So I don't know. I mean, Bob, he's from listening to the coaches and stuff, these next two preseason games, he's got to go make something. He's got to go do something. He's got to show them that he deserves to be on the roster because Adisa Isaac is legit, I say. I think he's a player now. I can't put my stamp on Ajabo right now.
Vinny Serrato live from One Winning Drive. Vinny, appreciate the information as always. I'll see you tomorrow morning before you head on back to One Winning Drive. Back at Pat's, or the Ravens getting ready for the Cowboys.
Yep.
There's Vinny Serrato, everybody. We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw. That Inside Access takes over at 2 o'clock. And then it's BBT live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services here on The Fan. No Alexander again, Nolan. What's going on here? Had the knee drained, a couple weeks ago? Haven't really seen him much since, and we know the skills, but we know the drawbacks, injuries. And with Armour Davis, Awuzie, and Alexander, availability, man. And right now, he's not around.
Right. I mean, this is what they signed up for. You know, when you get that kind of deal done, as cheap as it was, and the fan base was clamoring for it, Lamar was clamoring for it. I mean, I wanted to see it. But you knew all the while in the back of your head that this guy's coming off multiple injury-riddled seasons. It's going to be a part of his reality. You could pretty much set your watch to the fact that he's going to miss some time. It was just a matter of how much. And you would have preferred, obviously, for him to at least get off the ground here, have a smooth training camp, get yourself into the regular season before any sort of hiccup would happen. But I don't know. I'd like to believe that it's out of precaution. You know, who knows what the deal with Kyle Hamilton was for the past week. Good to see him back today. But, I mean, started to raise some concerns when he missed that much time. Maybe it is just rest. Let's be honest. He probably doesn't need the reps as much as other people. So until it's time to hit the panic button, I'm going to hold off.
Tomorrow, Woman Crush Wednesday, Jim Hunter, Ryan Wilson. We'll talk to them. Vinny will be back out at One Winning Drive. Ravens back at pads, getting ready for the Cowboys. We have time for a funhouse?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
This texter says the Ravens would be lucky to get anything for Ajabo at this point. Maybe if he has great games against the Cowboys and Commanders, they could get at least a 7th-round pick. I just think the rest of the league knows the situation and that he'll be cut here soon enough.
Yeah, every team's following along the transaction wire, understands the depth charts of teams, but plays well if you can get him, get a 7th for him, he'll take it. But if he can just wind up on a roster, I think it benefits him, obviously. Is there more to the equation for David Ajabo? I mean, Adisa Isaac, they just drafted last year, is... Not only that, he's outplayed him, by all accounts, Nolan. Ajabo had the great sack on Richardson right out of the gate, but, you know, Isaac had the stronger overall game, according to the film.
Right, and I mean, what has Ajabo done here, not just recently, but at any point in his career, to command significant reps, not just with the Ravens, but wherever he lands? I mean, he'd have to go to a team that's just completely devoid of any pass rush talent to get, you know, consistent reps.
Oh, and he's going to have to play special teams, too.
Yeah.
That's going to be part of the problem. He had the strip sack of Burrow, his first year? Mm-hmm. 2022? Are we talking about the highlight reel play 3 years
ago? This texter here, Tim in Florida, says Ravens made a big mistake last year choosing to keep Devin Leary on the roster. Emory Jones, no, not the new offensive lineman, Jones, the quarterback, we remember him, was at least 50% better than what Leary was giving you. I watched Devin Leary. He can't read the defense, overthrows receivers consistently, no touch on the ball.
Mike Preston wrote today in the Baltimore Sun that both Leary and Rush had good days on Monday out of One Winning Drive. But if we base what we saw last Thursday, base their performances there, they both stunk. And Leary was very, very inaccurate.
Right. But that one wasn't a surprise. I mean, we knew what Devin Leary brought last year as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to the texter's point, I was a little surprised that he's still the third man there, that they couldn't find at least some upgrade. But by all indication, that was T. Martin's guy that he fell in love with during the draft process and wanted to scoop him up.
Okay.
So, I guess that is enough to keep you around a little while longer.
Maybe Cleveland could use another quarterback when it's all set.
To make it, is that seven for them now? Is that enough?
Yeah.
Lucky number seven?
A couple of ex-Ravens in that room, too. Right.
One last text here. This one Orioles related. Texter says, the way I see it, the Orioles are in a rebuild right now. Got to replace 70% of your pitching staff, over half the lineup. Two of our core guys have looked very average as of late. Rutschman for over a year at this point. Foundation is there, but no house built.
Yeah, I don't think it's a full-on rebuild. It's a big-time retool, which is going to have to be mixed in with trading prospects, acquiring young talent, controllable years, and spending some money. They need a. Let's not forget they need a thumper in the middle of the lineup, too, on top of all the pitching that is part of the equation. That's going to do it for us. We're back tomorrow, Woman Crush Wednesday. Inside Access coming up next, live from Pickles Pub. Me, Jim Hunter, and Joe LaCroix. Come on down, say hi if you're going to the game. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, class dismissed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.